It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, there are so many condiments on the market, and you might not really realize what condiments are, because some things you might not think are, you know, would make a great addition to whatever sandwich or salad. And some of the condiments that you're adding to your food can just really add up the calories like you can't even imagine. My guest is Carrie Gans. She's a registered dietitian, spokesperson, and media personality. Now, Carrie, let's talk about, you know, condiments. Some, give us some that you think that people don't realize are so, so bad for them. Give us your list of worst condiments ever.
Oh, you want to start with the bad ones first? Well, basically, these are the ones that I feel that if people are going to use, they should really use little amounts. Soy sauce, loaded with sodium. And even the light version is also very high in sodium. And nowadays, we know we need to lower, for most people, the amounts of sodium they take in on a daily basis. Barbecue sauce. You think, oh, okay, I'm having a bar, especially this time of year, a barbecue. The problem is a lot of these barbecue sauces are just so much sugar. And with that are so many added calories. And people are not surprised then at the end of the summer they've actually gained weight because they're making so many of these poor choices.
Okay, so some of these things because of sodium levels. Now, typically people don't think of, you know, condiments, barbecue sauce, soy sauce as having any calories or fat content.
Right, but soy sauce, okay, that's mostly for the sodium issue. But for the barbecue sauce, there's a lot of sugar in barbecue sauce. So because of the sugar, then that means that that's going to equate to extra calories consumed, especially if people drown it. And what's interesting is that a survey done by Aetna of their members, they found out that 67% of their members, through a survey called What's Your Healthy, wanted to lose a medium amount of 25 pounds. And I find this fascinating. So people feel they need to lose weight, but then they might be piling on the condiments and not realizing what they're actually doing.
Wow. So people are sometimes really deluding themselves on what
yes.
they think.
Exactly, because they'll think, oh, I'm having, you know, a piece of chicken. Chicken's healthy. I'm having lots of vegetables with it. But again, if they're choosing the wrong topping, as you put it earlier, you know, the wrong addition to a meal, it could be a lot of extra calories. I think that most people need to learn what the healthier choice of condiments would be and really focus on that.
Okay, since it's pretty popular, what about mayonnaise and ketchup for French fries?
You know, I don't have a problem with ketchup. Ketchup is not as evil as people think. It only has, per tablespoon, and that's kind of a lot if we're thinking ketchup, 15 calories and only 3 grams of sugar. That's not a lot. Yes, if you're eating multiple hot dogs and hamburgers, that's another story, because then you're just eating too much food. But if you're just putting a little ketchup on one hot dog, not the end of the world. And mayonnaise, I think what happens with mayo is people use too much of it. If they stuck with one tablespoon, you know, in their tuna fish, they'd be good, but people pile it on. So in that regard, I always tell them to switch to a low-fat or a light mayonnaise to reduce the calories and fat.
Okay, now let's talk about some of the awesome ones. My favorite one is sriracha.
Ah, you love it spicy.
I love it spicy, and that's not even spicy enough for me. I could put Tabasco on top of my sriracha.
Whoa. Okay.
So what about things like that?
Those are great. And, you know, there's been some research, and I can't really pinpoint it, but there's been some that will suggest that if you make something very spicy, you might actually eat less of it. So for a lot of people, adding a lot of spice to a food and one that's not just a lot of sodium could be a very, very healthy choice.
And if you don't mind the spice, then the spice also has, you know, capsaicin in it. And so they say that that can be really an appetite-suppressing hormone.
Right. There is some research that might suggest that as well. And then there's the other great, besides the using the hot sauce, I mean, the other favorites could be, which I think a lot of people don't realize is could be used as a condiment, is hummus. I mean, have you ever thought of hummus as a condiment?
Not really as a condiment, but something, you know, I mean, I've used it in place of mayonnaise, and I've used it on pastas and salads and sandwiches. So I guess,
yeah. So it's great that way. So hummus is one of probably at the top of my list of what I recommend using as a condiment because it can be, just like you said, in place of mayonnaise, or it can be put onto a pasta sauce. It could be used in so many different ways. The other thing is guacamole. I think a lot of people think of guacamole and chips, and then they pile it on and they eat too much of it. But if you just stuck with the serving size, which is 2 tablespoons of guacamole, and put that on a sandwich with a little turkey or grilled chicken, that is only 43 calories. So it's not a lot. And therefore, it won't make whatever you're eating become a calorie disaster.
Well, and because avocados are so, so healthy for you, you're starting to see them popping up in sandwich shops as either a spread where you can just take the avocado. You don't even need to make guacamole. You just spread the avocado on your bread or leave it sliced on there, and it adds that moisture that people want with a sandwich without adding, you know, it's good fats. So it's all good.
Right, so true. The other day I took avocado, I smeared it on, I scooped out whole wheat bagel and added my tuna. I needed no mayonnaise because I used the avocado. So yes, avocado is great. But the thing with avocado is we must remember that more is not better, because it can add up as far as calories go. A serving size of a guacamole, of a avocado, is a quarter of an avocado. So a lot of times people think it's the entire avocado, but that is not the case.
Now, what about salsa? Because, you know, there's salsas in a jar, or there's homemade salsa, which is just chopped up tomatoes, onions, cilantro, a little lime juice, you know, something along those lines. Do you have a problem when it's tomatoes? Are we looking at too much sugar content?
No, no problem with tomatoes at all. The only problem I have with salsa, and this is surprising, is that a lot of places, when they make salsa, add a lot of sodium. And that is the problem. It's one of those surprising foods that are high in sodium. You know, we spoke about the soy sauce, the barbecue sauce. People aren't surprised. But when you say that salsa, which is generally a very low-fat, healthy alternative for a topping on a baked potato, it's delicious, but you just have to be aware that depending upon which one you buy, could be high in sodium. So, hey, if you are somebody who's apt to make meals at home, then this is one you should definitely make, is make your own salsa.
And I like to use citrus, you know, because, Gary, it's like you can use lemons or limes to basically salt something up, because it adds that you don't always need sodium or salt addition if you're using lemon juice or lime juice.
So smart. And I think people just, they don't realize. So people want to lose weight, they want to be fit over the summer, but they don't take advantage of a lot of these foods that we could be taking advantage of. And just like you said, citrus is wonderful. Again, who on a salad, instead of a high-calorie dressing, just maybe a little bit of oil and some lemon. It's delicious.
It is. Speak about a salad, though, while you're on that topic, because we really only have about a minute and a half left. Salad dressings are some of the highest calories people ingest in their day.
I know. It's crazy. And, I mean, one, hey, you should try to make it yourself at home. But I always say, honestly, I don't even do that. I buy packaged salad dressing. But just really be careful. Read the label. I mean, my rule of thumb is for 2 tablespoons of your salad dressing, it should be about 60 calories. If it's more than that, then you're looking at a salad dressing that's going to end up making your healthy salad into a not the healthiest choice.
And what about vinegar? I love vinegar, all different kinds of vinegar.
To your heart's desire. And experiment with it. Experiment with different flavored vinegars and also different flavored oils. Just you need to be careful when you're putting the oil on the salad that you're not overdoing it. But definitely oil and vinegar, you really can never go wrong with those as choices for your salad.
So when you are making your salads, your sandwiches, really anything, start paying closer attention to the condiments that you are using. Remember that some of them are very high in sodium. Some of them are higher in calories and sugar than you might realize. Some of them you can substitute for other things. Spicy foods like sriracha, Tabasco don't really have too much calories, and yet they can kind of give you a little kick to your meal. Try the different vinegars. Try some different oils in smaller amounts. Use avocados as a way to spread on, and hummus as a way to spread on your sandwiches and your salads. These are all ways you can cut your calories and increase your nutritional level. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.